This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Tom, what's going on in this cattle market?
Well, unfortunately, Leslie, we saw more downside in our feeder cattle today. Most of our live cattle, after going lower early, did come back and close positive. Only April found negative trade as it got caught on the sell side of spreads. The feeder cattle did manage to come off their lows. We did see our front contracts of feeders take out the January lows, and our back contracts of feeders make new contract lows. Now, choice box beef at midday down 30, selects up $1.31, movement of 96 loads on estimated cattle kill today of 110,000 head, and more 160 cash showing up in the feed yards, even talk of 161 possibly being paid. Feb cattle were 42 higher today, April down 62, March feeders down $1.07, May feeders down $1.15, April lean hogs $1.85 lower.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Farm Assure is now the third largest farm owner's insurer in the state of Oklahoma, and we wanted to say a great big thanks. We did this because good agents believed in us, and thousands of you fine folks gave us a chance to insure them. We pledge to keep the values that brought us here in place for generations to come. Farm Assure believes in the future of Oklahoma, and thank you again for the business.
Fast, affordable, that's for sure. Be sure it's Farm Assure.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Tom, what's bringing strength to the grain market?
Well, that's a good question. I think part of it is bouncing back from yesterday's correction to the downside. We also did not see any news in our export sales to be helpful or harmful, but we did have rumors floating around today that Egypt may be interested in buying some of our U.S. soft red winter wheat. Now, this kind of gave the wheat market a shot in the arm. Our soybeans also had some leadership today, but past that, there was no fresh news in the market. March KC wheat was 11 and a quarter higher today. July KC up 9 cents. March Chicago wheat 14 and 3 quarters higher. March corn up a penny and 3 quarters. July corn up a penny and a half. March soybeans 9 and a quarter higher. July up 9 cents. And March cotton 56 points higher today.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.